Mexico-based Palace Resorts has plans for further investment in Jamaica. We'll tell you more on today's edition of Tourism Roundup. And in our No Jamaica feature, we stop by Mount Vernon in St. Thomas. Stay with us. Executive Vice President of Palace Resorts, Gibran Shapur, says the Mexico-based group is to invest another $300 million in Jamaica's hotel sector. Mr. Shapur says the group plans to acquire several properties on the island to build new hotels. His announcement follows the recent opening of the Moon Palace Jamaica Grand Hotel in Ocho Rios, St. Anne. Palace Resorts invested some $210 million to refurbish and rebrand the former Sunset Jamaica Grand Hotel property into a five-star resort renamed Moon Palace Jamaica Grand. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has commended Palace Resorts for its investment in Jamaica's tourism industry. She says the investment is an indication of the improving business environment and the growing attractiveness of the island's tourism industry.
On behalf of the people of Jamaica, I want to welcome the Palace Resorts to the family of tourism stakeholders in our beautiful island, Jamaica. By your investment in this state-of-the-art resort, you are demonstrating your confidence that Jamaica will continue to be one of the premier destinations, both in the Caribbean region and globally.
The 700-room property was extensively renovated, boasting refurbished guest rooms, meeting spaces, and upgraded and redesigned common areas. It also houses the largest spa in the country. Additionally, the Moon Palace property employs a total of 1,000 persons, 600 of whom were employed to the former Sunset Jamaica Grand. In this regard, the Prime Minister says Palace Resorts is a company with a heart that is investing in Jamaica and its people.
Our goal is to facilitate win-win investments that bring investors a good rate of return and also create good jobs for our people.
The Prime Minister says over $64 billion has been invested in the tourism sector over the past 4 years. Mrs. Simpson-Miller points out that there has been renewed interest in Jamaica as the ideal tourist destination and the place to do business.
This renewed confidence in brand Jamaica is being reflected throughout the sector. This sector is now enjoying a record wave of investments. Some 2,500 hotel rooms are under construction or to be opened soon. In addition to this, construction will commence soon on another 8,000 new rooms. As Jamaicans, we are proud to be commanding the confidence of major players in the global hospitality arena like Palace Resorts.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller says tourism represents an area of real economic stability and growth for Jamaica, employing over 180,000 persons and contributing more than $2 billion in earnings annually. To a place called Jamaica. And now for our No Jamaica feature. Today we travel to Mount Vernon in St. Thomas. Mount Vernon may have been so called as a tribute to Admiral Edward Vernon, in celebration of his naval service to the British in the Caribbean, notably his defeat of the Spanish at Port Bello in 1739. Mount Vernon, originally called Windy Windy Edge, is a residential area in Glasgow, the largest city in Scotland. Get together now, let brotherhood unite. That's it for this edition of Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.